We've got mail. A help and encouragement. I remember when I was almost 12 and I was looking forward to going into the Young Women program and getting the new era. I was so excited when I got my first issue in April of 1995. I read it through in one day. The articles were awesome. I still enjoy the stories now that I'm 18. You will never realize how the new era has helped comfort my soul, encouraged me to stay strong, and given me courage to do what is right. Most importantly, my testimony has grown as I have read the articles and felt the Spirit. The new era is an excellent companion to the Scriptures. I especially love the Message. The Message focuses me on a gospel principle I should be living. Also, it is so neat to read about LDS youth around the world serving and staying close to the gospel. I have often taken the new era to school. My friends see it, and I jump at the chance to show them this magazine. They are impressed by the stories of youth around the world. The new era does help to introduce the gospel. Thank you so much for publishing a wholesome magazine. Karen Birmingham, Modesto, California, via email. Strengthens. I'd just like to say I love to open the new era when it comes every month. I don't get a chance to read every article, but I always liked flipping through it. Every article strengthens my testimony in different ways. I also love reading about youth in different countries and their stories. Thank you for such a fine magazine. Marco Lobianco, Bedford, England, via email. The Only One. I would like to thank you for publishing the article Winning My War, November 2000. I have been feeling like everything has been going wrong with school, church, friends, and family. I felt like I no longer went to church to satisfy myself, but rather my parents. But after reading that article, I realized I am the only one who can win my war, and I must do everything I can to achieve that. I have now started to read the Book of Mormon every day. Although no substantial changes have happened, I know they will. It just takes time, prayer, and faith. Thank you deeply for turning my life down the right path, a path in which I hope to find the answers I seek. Name withheld, Australia, via email. A help in the process. My collection of the Mormon ads I got from the different issues of the New Era makes up my bedroom wallpaper. I'd also like to thank you for the June 2000 special issue. I was so thrilled when I got it because it was very timely. I was preparing my papers for my mission at that time, and so were a number of my friends in my ward and in the Institute. We did our part, working with the missionaries and attending missionary preparation class. But I was lacking a little confidence in filling out the papers. The last missionary in my family was released in 1988, while the last missionary in our ward, or branch then, ever sent to the field left in 1994. Nobody close to me had fresh enough knowledge about applying for a mission to help me prepare. That issue not only helped me fill out my application, but the articles were very inspiring. They made me more excited to go. Since not many people here subscribe to the New Era, I was happy to share my copy with my friends who were also preparing to go. 5 weeks after I sent in my application, I got my call to serve in the Philippines Iligan Mission. Thanks a lot. Sister Maria Corazon Peroy, Philippines, Iligan Mission, via email. We love hearing from you. Write us at We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of section. We've Got Mail. Poem. Perfection.